Seattle Mayor Ed Murray is on his way to Israel. He's scheduled to speak at a gay and lesbian conference next week in Tel Aviv. He will also lead a trade delegation of Seattle area business leaders. Seattle taxpayers are picking up a small portion of the tab. Much of the trip is being paid for by Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. It's rare for a mayor of Seattle to accept payment or gift from a foreign government. KUOW's John Ryan found out what the rules are around such gifts.
No other Seattle mayor in at least a decade has accepted such a gift from a foreign government. That's according to records filed with the state's Public Disclosure Commission. Mayor Murray's office says Israel is paying for lodging for him and a city staffer. Seattle taxpayers will fly that staffer to Israel, while private donors will cover other expenses for the mayor and for his husband. If Murray were running for re-election right now, accepting a gift from a foreign source would violate federal election law. But since he's not running now, foreign gifts are not a problem. Wayne Barnett with Seattle's Ethics and Elections Commission says this gift is no problem under local law either. He says what matters is whether it could appear that a gift is aimed at buying influence.
I just don't see a gift from the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs as one that's intended to influence the mayor's official judgment. I just am not familiar with any official actions that the mayor would or could take in which the government of Israel would have an interest.
Protesters in Seattle have called for the mayor not to go to Israel. They say he'd be taking part in pinkwashing. In other words, distracting attention from problems in Palestine by highlighting Israel's progress on gay rights. Murray's office says he'll be visiting both Israel and Palestine. Murray declined to be interviewed for this story, but in a statement he said he welcomes the opportunity to support gay rights wherever he can. He plans to participate in Tel Aviv's Gay Pride Parade. The mayor's office fund is covering his airfare and some on-the-ground expenses for him and his husband. That office fund allows private donors to pay for some mayoral expenses. The mayor's husband is paying his own airfare. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.